B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So on our daily playback today, the daily playback is baseball. And we got Phillies and Nationals, game 162. The date, September the 30th, 2007. Before we get into any game action, let's hear from the best. Our man, Uncle Harry.
Final day of the regular season, and two teams 90 miles apart battled for the division title. One city was built on the foundation of independence. The other is built on the belief of freedom and liberty. Neither want to be left at home in October. The Mets have been anything but amazing in their recent falter. While the Phillies have rode the wave of momentum entering the final stretch. They won't battle each other in game 162, but they will battle for the same reward. Good afternoon, everyone. From Citizens Bank Park, welcome to Phillies Baseball. The fans are flocking in, another sold-out crowd. Standing room only this morning was sold out in 20 minutes. Yes, the fans have been very loyal, and this is the final game of the regular season, perhaps. Final game of the series, the Phillies and the Washington Nationals coming into play. Phillies tied with those New York Mets for first in the NL East.
Perhaps not. Because remember, Phil's, like Harry said, tied with the Mets. And we needed the Mets to lose. The Mets were playing the Marlins. And remember that day? It was incredible. Phillies in the fight with the Rockies for the wild card. And with the Mets for the division crown. All right. Fans are going wild. We're about to start the game. Here's Harry.
It is a magnificent day, and it just got even more glorious when we look at what's going on at Jay Stadium in New York. Ross, Tom Glavine on the mound. Cody Ross gets himself a hit. Cody Ross comes in to score. Watch that scoreboard change, and look at the reaction of Phillies fans when they see the score from Jay Stadium. The Marlins got one more, and it's now 5-0 for them. And the Phillies have taken the field, so they know now that the Marlins are leading the Mets. It's now 7-0. Two more runs scoring on a Tom Glavine throwing error. Glavine did not get out of the first inning.
You remember that? It was awesome. 7-0. They got Tommy Glavine. It was, if you remember, Tommy Glavine was on the decline. He was getting rocked. You know, Glavine was the great Tom Glavine, the great lefty. And he was under, this is at the end of his career, and he was getting rocked at this point. He starts for the Mets, and oh my.
How about Cody Ross?
Cody Ross, who hurt us a little bit later on, a couple years later, but helped us in that moment. And you can imagine, Judas, with the Mets losing 7-0 before the Phillies game even started, the place is going crazy. The people are fired up. Listen to the reaction from the fans on a first pitch strike by Jamie Moyer.
Well, what the Phillies have to do is, never mind what's going on at Jay, win this game. Absolutely. Win this game. That's what Jamie Moyer will try to do.
Well, if this doesn't psych you up, I don't know what will, because we're going nuts up here.
And the first pitch of the game is a swing and a miss. One strike. I know you can't start the game with a changeup, but that almost looked like a changeup.
It was.
A fun try, and Jamie's going to have to hurry, and he does. Fine play by Jamie Moyer. That wasn't a bad bunt. And Jamie makes a very fine play for out number one.
Wow, how about that Jamie Moyer? Getting Felipe Lopez out. Did you hear There was Wheels, and was that Sarge?
It was Sarge.
How about Sarge?
Of the three-man booth.
And Wheels. Oh, God, do I miss those guys all together. That's awesome. Jamie Moyer pitching a scoreless first inning, and then the Phillies come to bat. And remember how great the Phillies were early in games? Crooked numbers, the whole thing. They were able to score in the first inning. They were deadly in the first inning. And this is when it all began. It was all set up by Jimmy Rollins, who lead the game off with a single. He stole second, and he stole third. And he gets home on a Chase Sack fly.
Full count to Chase Utley. Ryan Howard working on deck. Keep the middle infielders back up and see the run on a ground ball here or fly ball. Line drive to right field. It's caught by Kearns. Here comes J-Roll. Jimmy Rollins gets the Phillies on the board. He did that himself. Single, stole second, stole third, scores on a sack fly. J-Roll has set the table for the Phillies all year. What a job he has done.
Well, I got chills, dude.
I love how. How about him going in the beginning of that cut? Ryan Howard lurking on deck.
Yes.
Lurking.
Yes.
Like, you know, lurking doesn't come to mind. But yes. Harry Callis is lurking, and it's cool.
Oh, well, without a doubt, he's lurking. He's lurking. Can't wait to get up. He's the fearsome Ryan Howard. But you know what's amazing? What I took from that was the crowd. The crowd was so in tune, man. What a smart crowd, right? All right, we know that the Marlins are up on the Mets, but we know we got to win, right? Still got to win. And how about it? Just a sack fly and the crowd goes nuts. You heard that, right? Man. All right, so the Phillies are up 1-0 after the first inning. The Mets are down 7-0 in New York. Jamie Moyer pitched consecutive 1-2-3 innings to set up another big inning for the Phillies. Bottom of the third, and here he is lurking, the big piece.
Still 2-2. Line drive, hit the right field. Roll scores, J-Roll, safe at home plate. A bases loaded single, Ryan Howard, and the Phillies lead it 3-0 here in the third inning. Howard now with 135 RBIs.
135 for the piece.
Wow. It's so loud.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's getting me. You're right. Like, you talked about welling up. I got chills, right? Man. I got chills.
And I'll full disclosure, I did not, like, pump up any sound audio to make it sound better, right? Like, this is, that's just how loud it was.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to the top of the sixth. Moyer allows a second base runner in the inning. All right, there's one out. Charlie comes out of the dugout. And he calls for that Flash Gordon. Oh, listen to the crowd giving Jamie Moyer a standing ovation as he walks off the mound after going 5 1/3, allowing just an unearned run on 5 hits while striking out 6.
And Charlie's going to make a move right now for Tom Gordon. So Jamie will depart.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
That is outrageous.
That's him just walking off the field.
The crowd freaking out. Let's go, Phil. In comes Flash Gordon. Two runners on, one down. Phil's clinging to a 3-1 lead. And Flash gets the job done. Take a listen.
Turns towards second. Utley tags, throws, double play! Tom Gordon gets the job done. Nice job, Chase Utley. And the sixth inning is history. No runs, one hit, and one left. Phil's back, bottom of the inning.
Three. Huge. That is awesome. That is awesome. Flash, get the job done. How about Charlie? Charlie had a good feel, man. Time to get Jamie out. Well, you see, Anthony, I knew he was done. Listen to that crowd, man. Go nuts. Flash Gordon. That's awesome.
Meanwhile, they're going crazy because they know what's going on in New York.
Yes.
The Marlins are up big at this point.
Right. I hope that somehow Joe Girardi is in the area and he's listening to this and he hears the crowd. Like, I want to send this. I just want to send these clips to Joe. Yo, Joe, if you get them back to playing, being a contender, this is what you get. So take control from Matt Klentak. All right, now this is a big moment in the game. You ready? First, I'll tell you, Phils get up 4-1. Iguchi, sack fly, scores who? Michael Bourne. That's right. You remember Michael Bourne?
I thought he was going to be so good because of how fast he was.
Well, he was lightning. And then, he wasn't bad because remember, he went to the Astros and was all right.
My dad traveled a lot for work when I was younger, and he always brought me back something from wherever he went. He actually went to an Astros game. He said there was like 10 fans in this thing. Because remember, they were awful before they tanked. He got me a Michael Bourne Astros jersey.
Are you serious? Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. So the Phils are up 4-1, right? Chris Coast is in the game after Chooch got hit by a pitch on his elbow. Jimmy's up. There's two outs. And remember, this is his MVP season. He entered the games. He entered this game with 20 doubles, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, and 19 triples until now.
Ball's hit well to right field. It is off the wall on one hop. Chris Coast. Jimmy Rollins is going to try for three. Here he comes. He's got a triple. Oh, Jimmy Rollins with that big 20th triple of the year.
Holds out.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's right, Sarge. Unbelievable. Jimmy joins the 20-20-20-20 club. That's it. 20 doubles, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases, and 20 triples. Phils now lead 5-1, and we head to the bottom of the seventh, where the big piece continues to rake.
Well, here, watch this baby out of here! Ryan Howard, number 47. And the Phillies now lead it 6-1. With that home run, Brenda Harris, the Salem, New Jersey wing, $100, courtesy of McDonald's home run jackpot. Citizens Bank Park. The big man with three RBIs now this afternoon has 136.
I love the McDonald's home run payoff.
Oh, the nice moonshot into the second deck. Oh, my. Ryan Howard, a big piece. 47, Tunis. 47 for the piece.
Yeah, I wish the Phillies had a player like that now.
Harper's
pretty good.
I know.
I mean, come on. He's going close to 50 home runs.
I know. That's why... When you guys came with this Haseley, I go, get out with Haseley.
When Jay from West Philly gives me Nick Williams, I vomit.
That's insane. You know, that's why this contact drives me nuts. God forbid. You play in this ballpark. You got to be able to get...
Club Tyrone just stormed in.
About what?
He said you bite your tongue on Haseley.
Stinks.
You bite your tongue. You bite your tongue on Haseley, son.
And especially you, who should understand true power. The peace. You love the peace like I love the peace.
Club Tyrone coming in strong today.
Club Tyrone's got a bunch of stiffs. Come on. I might be on Team Mike. I'm definitely on Team Mike.
You skeeve me.
Haseley, get the hell out of here. All right, let's go to the top of the ninth. And here it is. Brett Myers on the mound. Dimitri Young at the plate for the Nationals. And it's about to go final at Shea.
You hear the cheer?
Yep.
You hear the cheer? You know what that is? That's the final out at Shea Stadium. The Florida Marlins have beaten the New York Mets 8-1. And the Phillies are three outs away from becoming National League East champions on this amazing run. Here's the final out from Shea. Luis Castillo strikes out. Kevin Gregg gets him. And the fans have just been informed that that's over. Look at that. Wow, this is just unbelievably exciting. There's a swing and a miss. That's one of them. Two more outs.
Oh, are you kidding me?
How about those bust-out names? Kevin Gregg.
Yes.
The closer for the Marlins.
Yes.
He had like two good years and then got paid and then just fell off.
Yeah, I mean, how great was Harry, though? You hear that? That's the final two outs at Shea Stadium.
You hear the cheer?
Yep.
You hear the cheer?
Oh, he's the greatest. Oh, God rest his soul. What a great man. All right, here we go. Final two outs. You ready? Austin Kearns and that Willie Mo Pena. Take it.
Popped him in the air to left field. Michael Bourne waits. Michael Bourne squeezes. That's two of them. One more out. One more. Willie Mo Pena steps to the plate. What a job by Flash Gordon, J.C. Romero, and Brett Myers during this stretch drive. They have been outstanding. As the sign from Chris Coast. Curveball's tricky. Totally sold out of this ballpark, standing room only, and not a single person has left the ballpark. They're still all here.
Oh, man. Wow. If that doesn't make you feel good, if that doesn't take your mind off of things for a moment, to relive that moment. And, of course, that was such a big time for Phillies baseball. It was the kind of, we talk about rekindling. It was rekindling boy, what a team, man. What a great run they had. And that was all started it, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.